Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Country artist Doug Briney grew up in Southern California and spent about the last 20 years in Alaska. Recently, he moved to Nashville, Music City. He's just released the follow-up to his album, which was called It's All Country. The new one is called Super Country Cowboy. In February of 2013, Doug signed with Tate Music Group, which is home to country stars like Lee Greenwood and Neil McCoy. My pleasure to welcome back to the show Doug Briney. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dave, again, thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, it is my pleasure. I remember our conversation from last time and just how great your brand of country music is. First of all, let's talk about the move from Alaska. I understand, as I recall, you were there from since 1992, and now you're living in Nashville.
That's right, yeah. We spent the last 21 years living in Alaska and never thought we'd leave. But, you know, we really prayed about it. We really put a lot of searching into it and a lot of time talking with the boys that we have at home and to our other two children as well, and really felt that the time was right to make the move and to come down to Nashville.
Yeah, a lot closer to the music industry. Obviously, Alaska is a beautiful place, but music industry-wise, Nashville, you're there with all the producers and songwriters and the great venues. So how long did the album take? Super Country Cowboy, which is a really cool title. How long did that take to put together, Doug?
You know, we started, Michael Stover, my manager, and I started listening to songs back, in, I want to say it was September, maybe even late August, and we started going through, looking at what we wanted to do for the new album. We knew we wanted to put one out and needed to put a new album out, and we started listening to songs back in November. In January, we had narrowed it down to pretty much 10 songs, and we signed the contract with Tate Music Group in February, immediately sent them all the music files of, you know, how I wanted the songs to sound and those type of things, kind of mapped the songs out, you know, verse, chorus, and bridge, and the keys and everything else that I wanted in, kind of explained with the instruments that I wanted in there as well, and sent that all to them in February. It was May that I went from Alaska, flew down to Oklahoma, and recorded the project, flew back to Alaska the day after the big tornado there. So I was there for all the fun and excitement there that was not any fun but a lot of excitement. So flew back to Alaska then, and about 2 weeks later, I know they were working on the background vocals, getting all those put down. And a good friend of mine lives in Oklahoma there in Red Rock, and she drove down and did the background vocals on two of the songs for me and was very pleased that she was able to do that. And then it went to the marketing phase where we started putting together the graphics for the album and getting everything done. And so it was released November 4 was the actual official release date. November 5.
So just over a month back is when it was released. It sounds great, like a lot of work went into it, obviously. And on this one, what is the breakdown of songs that you wrote, Doug, or had a hand in writing versus outside songs?
You know, I did not write any of the songs that were on this album at all. That has not been my forte, although since moving to Nashville, I've done quite a bit more songwriting my next project, one of the goals that I have is to have two of my own songs on the next project. But, there's 9 songs on the album. We originally started, we had narrowed it down to 10, and after we got everything recorded, My manager and myself both listened to it, and we just determined that the 10th song was not right for the album or for my voice. It just didn't fit. It just didn't fit.
Right.
So we pulled that song from the album. It's a great song. It just wasn't a fit for me or for the album.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. And it's a hard decision to make because you spent all the time working on it, getting it all done, learning it, doing the recording, getting all the backgrounds done, mixing the mastering and everything else, and then to say, you know what, it's just not right. It is a tough call to make, and it's a painful one. But it's also one of those things that you look at, you kind of look at pruning. It's one of those things to make things better, you have to do some pruning, and we did a little bit of pruning on that, and I think it made the album much more solid.
Yeah, exactly. For the long run, that's what you're looking for, to have those 9 great songs, and you don't want to have one thrown in that just isn't right for the project, and stick with the solid 9. Let's turn to one of the songs now. In fact, the title track, Doug, Super Country Cowboy. So tell me about this song, and this was pitched to you, obviously. What did you like about it when you first heard the demo?
You know, overall, I liked it. Just it was the catchiness of it. You know, it's one of those songs that just stuck in my brain, and I wanted to sing over and over. But it also, every song that's on the album has a lot of personal meaning to me in some way or another. And this one was kind of like an autobiography of my life. I did grow up listening to more country music, but because that's what my dad listened to. But I also, my mom did like the more contemporary and the more pop music. And so, you know, I kind of joke with folks, I can still sing every single Beach Boys song ever recorded and know a lot of the Beatles songs and those are songs that my mom would listen to as well. And so it really is kind of a sketch of who I am as a person. There's a line in there, the evangelical part evangelical, it's, you know, kind of a catch or a play on words there for my life being a pastor and coming from there. So it really is an autobiographical, I can't say that word, but it's that kind of a song
autobiographical.
About my life. There you go.
It's
great.
A tongue twister.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that somebody else wrote this song, but you listened to it and it fit your life? That's so amazing when that happens.
Yes, it really is. And you know what I'm finding is I'm singing this out in concerts that other people are connecting with it as well, and it fits them as well. So I'm not alone in that.
Well, that's great. Let's share that song now from my guest, Doug Briney. Recently moved to Nashville, lived in Alaska for about 20 years. A great song called Super Country Cowboy on In the Country.
My dad liked George Jones, Haggard, and Buck Owens. Mama liked the Eagles and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Kid, I became a hybrid, super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. There's a new branch on the family tree, and it all starts right here with me. Said it was the devil's tongue that censored him on Sullivan. Now he's loved by everyone. There's an FM evolution, country music revolution, LP, CD, ripped from your MP3, boy. There's a new branch on the family tree.
A great song from my guest, Doug Briney. That is called Super Country Cowboy. It's also the name of his new album. You can learn more about it at his website, DougBriney.com, B-R-I-N-E-Y, and you can check out lots of information about him there and also stuff about the new album. Man, I love the sounds in there, Doug, because it does showcase different musical influences all rolled into one song.
Yeah, you know, it does. It's got a lot of modern, it's got a lot of traditional, and it just kind of wraps it all together, and that, again, it's that autobiographical sketch of who I am. You know, I enjoy the modern, and yet, you know, I'm more traditional in a lot of ways as well.
What about your musical inspirations? We've talked about it on the show before, but maybe pick one or two people that you admire from the country music world and what it is that excites you about their music.
You know, there's so many influences. There really are. I influence every time I listen to something on the radio, or CD or whatever, and you hear it and I'm influenced by it, but some of the more the people that have a real impact on who I would like to be as an artist, or not want to be, but who I would like to emulate and who I would like to pattern my career after. How's that? Vince Gill is one that he's such a classy guy. He makes everything just look so easy when he sings, when he plays.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch him, even though he's not what you would call an exciting, exciting artist to watch. But he's exciting to watch because he just makes it look so easy and effortless. And I just so appreciate who he is as an artist and his career, and so he would be one that I would really like to pattern my career after and emulate. An artist that I just can't seem to get enough listening to. I just love just about everything I think I've ever heard her do would be Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland. Anything that lady sings, she just knocks it out of the park every time. And so she would be one that I would like to have that ability to connect with the song the way she does. It doesn't matter if she's doing a duet. It doesn't matter if she's doing solo. She just seems to connect with the song on such a deep and personal level that you believe every word that's coming out of her mouth.
You do, for sure, and whether it's her fun songs and, of course, the song Stay, which is a killer ballad, released to radio with just a guitar in her voice, and she just, tore it up. And on the subject of Vince Gill, I mean, I was a fan of his right from When I Call Your Name. Nobody Answers When I Call Your Name. Beautiful ballad, one of his first to hit radio.
Dave, I was really honored about a month ago. I got to meet him here in Nashville, I got to shake his hand and tell him what an inspiration that he was to me. And about 2.5 weeks ago, I actually was able to get my CD to him in his hands, and so I'm excited about that. You know, one of my idols has listened to my music, so that's a pretty fun thing. But he's just one of his albums, the key, My Kind of Woman, My Kind of Man,
right.
My Kind of Woman, just
Patty Loveless,
a phenomenal song. Yeah.
Yeah. The two of them the song is amazing. And that whole album, as you say, I think there's a song in there about his dad at the end, which might be called The Key.
It's called The Key, and yeah. It is. It's called The Key, and he wrote that for his father. Of course, another song that just went crazy that he wrote on a personal level for his brother. Go Rest High on That Mountain. Some of his best songs are written from a very personal experience there. And I'm finding that kind of a key in my writing as well. But I'm not to that level yet by any means. But we're working on it.
What about performing? What are your favorite parts, Doug, about getting on stage and sharing your songs? And when you're up there, do you enjoy talking about either your life or the story behind selecting the songs?
You know, I do. I one of my favorite things to do is to get there early, get everything set up, and then I like to mingle with the audience before the concert. I like to hear, what they're expecting. Do they have a favorite song? Have they heard me before? Where? Those kind of things. And to talk to them and connect with them that way, and then share some of those stories. I share a lot of background information about my life in my concerts. I try to make it so it's interesting. I try to make it flow with the song, explain a little bit why this song was so important to me. A perfect example is... every concert I ever do, I do a military section there, just honoring our military, and that's because I do come from a long line of military families. And so to explain the importance of that to me, I think helps people understand, I think it helps people connect with the song and with me as an artist, but it helps them understand why some things about me as well and why I sing some of the songs that I do. Believe on the brand new project on Super Country Cowboys, the one cover that I did that was pretty well known was the Brooks and Dunn song Believe, and yeah. I wanted to sing that song because I connect with it so personally, but one of the reasons that I connect with that song so much is it really reminds me of a neighbor that I grew up with, and I spent a lot of time on Mr. Basham's porch. I spent a lot of time in his garage. He taught me how to weld. He taught me how to run a milling machine and a metal lathe and do some of these things. And I spent a lot of time with him. And I was at college whenever I got the phone call that he had passed away. And so I connect with so many aspects of that song. And I share that with people and in the concerts. And I try to tell the stories to draw them in, not to just fill time, but to really draw them into who I am as an artist and as a person.
It makes a difference to know that you're not just singing these songs that you like, but that you believe in so passionately, and there's a connection to the songs beyond just singing them. And I love that song, too. Yeah. The Brooks and Dunn song, Believe, is an amazing ballad. Ronnie Dunn's vocal on their version is a killer. And, of course, it's a different kind of song in that it was a gospel type of song, a song about faith, which these days in country music you don't always hear, so it stood out for that reason.
It did, and again, that being a part of who I am, it was an easy song for me to connect to because I do have that faith. And again, going back to Mr. Basham, we had that conversation. I had that conversation with him, all that connection is there. Another one of the songs that is on the album, I Get To. Is another song that's on the brand new project there, and I Get To. I chose that the first time I heard it. I fell in love with the songs when my wife and I were first married, and we found out we were having our first child. We kind of made a covenant that we would never tell our children that we have to get ready and go to church. Now, understand, I was a minister and in church, and so anytime the doors were open, I was there. Most of the time the doors were closed, I was still there, in office. I was there all the time. And so my kids have been there every time, they've always been there. But we have never had that fight. We've never had a discussion on a Sunday morning, guys, hurry up, let's get going. Come on, let's go. We have to get there. It's always been, guys, let's get ready. We get to go to church today. It's our church day. Let's go. And they're ready. We've never had a battle on a Sunday morning, which is extremely rare. But it goes back to that we get to do things. And so that song connected really personally with me there as well. And again, every single song on this album, there was a real personal connection with it.
It's amazing. I love the philosophy behind that song, as you just mentioned, I Get To. It's another way of looking at it. We take for granted a lot of our lives, and Monday mornings we don't like, and this and that. But when you word it that way, it puts a whole new spin on things.
It really does. It helps you to appreciate it. You know, even the Monday mornings, it helps you to appreciate Monday morning.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to work today. I get to go to work. Yeah, it's Monday morning. I'd rather sleep in. I'm tired. But I get to. If you face your day, if you face the life's problems that way, with that attitude, it'll improve your attitude in every area of your life if you just look at it
and,
like that.
So much of life is attitude and the way we react to it, which is terrific, Doug. The album is Super Country Cowboy. Your website is DougBriney.com. Now, can people, I think they can order it through the website, iTunes as well?
Absolutely, yeah. They can order directly through the website, and I appreciate that, DougBriney.com, and we have links to our Facebook, we have links to Reverb Nation, Twitter, all the links are there on the webpage, and they can order the CD directly from the webpage, or we have the iTunes link there. They can go directly to iTunes and pick up the album, or they can pick up just one song at a time. I just found this out, Dave. I did not know that, someone told me this. I haven't tried it yet, but my understanding is that you can actually purchase an iTunes song and gift it to someone. So you don't download it, but you buy the download for someone, and you can actually email it to them. So, hey, the Super Country Cowboy, a great stocking stuffer, or a great gift for someone this Christmas season.
Indeed, that is a great idea. Yeah, I've heard of that on there. That's a great feature on iTunes, and also when you buy a couple of songs, it remembers, and you can buy the rest of the album. You don't have to buy the whole thing, and they give you at less what you paid for the previous tracks. Let's turn to another song from the album now, Doug Briney, and the song is called Unknown Soldier, which we went from a fun song like Super Country Cowboy now to a more serious song. What can you tell us about Unknown Soldier?
Well, again, coming from a long line of military families, I really wanted a song on the album to honor our military, and we listened to several, several of them were good, but they just weren't it. And when I heard this song, I knew this was the one that we wanted to put on there. It really honors our men and women who have given everything for our country, and just so appreciative of them and the sacrifices that our military makes every day.
This is country artist Doug Briney and Unknown Soldier here on In the Country.
I am every father's son, barefoot boy next door, Yapula. Yes, I bravely gave my life. My spirits rise, the breeze made so glory way. Don't you know me? I'm the unknown soldier. I proudly served you to keep our country strong. I'm the countless who would die to keep liberty alive. You remember me, and I'm not really gone. our country strong. I'm the count to soon die, keep liberty alive. If you remember me, then I'm not really gone. And the young soul
And that's a beautiful song from my guest, Doug Briney. It's called Unknown Soldier. You'll find it on his new album, Super Country Cowboy. And yeah, a lot of meaning in that song. And Doug, I'm sure when you share it with people live or they hear the recording, it's going to move a lot of people.
It's a lot of fun. You know, when my wife has made the observation when I'm doing concerts, when I start singing songs in the military, and honoring our military, the crowd just stops and people start, you know, the crowd gets bigger as it, you know, depending upon where you're at, and folks come in and they just pause and listen to that. So it does, it connects with a lot of people.
Doug, I want to thank you so much. Our time has run out. It has been great spending the last 30 minutes talking with you and sharing songs from the new album. Again, I'll encourage our listeners to head to your website, DougBriney.com. And thanks so much for being here. Always a pleasure.
David, thank you so much for having me back on, and I look forward to being back with you again.
Look forward to that as well. My guest has been country artist Doug Briney. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to InTheCountryInterviews.com.